I'm born in Germany. I went to school in Germany. I was kicked out of school when I was 13 years old because I was Jewish in 1936. I was arrested on September 3rd, 1939, and I spent the next 5.5 years in the German concentration camp. I will talk about it very little. You all know about it. My subject is a different one. 60 years ago, on November 20th, today is the 22nd, I was in the press gallery in Nuremberg, room 600 of the Palace of Justice. 7 months before, I had escaped from the final concentration camp that I was in Germany. Bergau, it's in Saxonia. That was the last camp I was in. And 7 months later, I'm in Nuremberg. And I am a Sonderberichterstatter für die DANA Nachrichtenagentur. And I insisted that my byline said the following. Ernst Michel, they used my German pronunciation, special correspondent for DANA, formerly Auschwitz inmate 104995. That was my number in Auschwitz. Now I go into the gallery, a little higher than the, you've seen pictures of it, I'm sure. In front of me, maybe the third row, there sits Göring, Hess, Keitel, Kaltenbrunner, Streicher, the surviving leaders of the Nazi government. And I'm sitting there and I'm a reporter. That's why I got there. Now you probably ask yourself, how did he get from the concentration camp, escaping 7 months later to be a reporter for the German news agency, whose articles appeared in every German newspaper with my byline? I was sitting there and I couldn't contain myself. It was an unusual, emotional moment for me. I'm here to report, but I'm also a human being. I'm a Jew. I'm a Holocaust survivor. And those who are responsible for what happened to me, to my family, to my education, to my friends, were sitting there, 21 of them in the two rows. I felt I wanted to jump down, to grab them. Why did you do this? What had I done? I had an 85-year-old grandmother. She was killed in a camp. My parents, my friends. No, I can't do that. I'm a reporter. I have to report what happened. In my wildest dreams, I could never have believed that this would happen. That I was in Nuremberg, together with the elite of the international press, who were all there, probably a couple of hundred of them from all over the world, reporting for the first time a trial against the surviving leaders of a government. That never happened before in history. The first time it happened. Hitler killed himself, so did Himmler, so did Goebbels, but they were led by Hermann Göring and the rest of them. And I sat there, and I reported. My articles appeared in the papers, and my name at that time was pretty well known because people couldn't figure out who was that Auschwitz survivors reporting from the Nuremberg trial. It's incongruous. It's difficult. Sometimes I had to pinch myself. That's really me sitting there.